This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today it's my real pleasure and privilege to talk to Josh Bernstein, who is a spokesman for the AMAC, of which I am a member, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I guess that makes me mature. I guess when you get to be my age, that's a nice way to put it. But in any case, there are a number of things going on. Generally speaking, I guess my interest today for our conversation, Josh, is the hatred, the undying, unrelenting hatred of Donald Trump. And just to preface this, I'll confess, when I voted for Donald Trump, based on what I could tell at the time, I thought I was voting for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, second phase. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt was running against Saul Alinsky. And Roosevelt at least didn't try to consciously destroy the United States, as horrible as many of his policies were. You can't say the same for Hillary Clinton. She's very intentional. She knows what she's doing, and she's a committed Marxist. So the choice was fairly easy. Since that vote, I've not only had no buyer's remorse, but I've been increasingly pleased that this guy that I still don't think is a conservative, but he really has a problem with the establishment. I guess he didn't like being jerked around as a New York businessman. And he's been serious as a heart attack in taking some of them on. And since most of the folks he's taking on are people that have bedeviled gun owners of America, I think the president deserves our support, and hopefully we can help fight back against the deep state, which is clearly intent on bogging him down and ultimately engaging in what some, I think, have aptly referred to as a silent coup, as a slow-moving coup d'etat. They want Trump out of there, and Vice President Pence wouldn't fare any better. They'd be after him, too, because for them it's not really so much personal. They are really furious that they're not able to impose their Marxist agenda following the last election. Am I reading that too harshly?
No, I think you're absolutely correct. Look, I've said this many times, and I'll say this on your show as well. The House and Senate Republicans, they are afraid of leadership. They don't want to lead. They want the perks of being a member of Congress. They want the lobbyists, the power, the control, the money, all of that stuff, but they do not want the responsibility to govern. It's very clear that they don't want the responsibility to govern, because when you think about it, they have and have had the most golden opportunity. You want to talk about having political capital. All three branches of government going in January. I mean, the world at their feet, basically a mandate to change this country back from the way Barack Obama had it. And what have they done? They've done nothing but squander this opportunity, this political capital, as I call it, by fighting against each other and, more importantly, fighting against the President of the United States. The Congress and the congressional leaders and the Senate leaders, they have never understood the fact that they were not reelected to the Senate and the House. They came back on the wave. They were holding on to the coattails of the 45th president, Donald J. Trump. And nobody wanted the Senate Republicans and the Senate House members to really be in the same position that they were in. When they went out to vote, they said, well, we want President Trump. And I guess we'll take these pesky little Republicans along with them to make it easier to enact the Make America Great Again agenda. But this has not been the case.
No. No, in fact, one of the things that has struck me, and I'm sure it's not unique with me, although I haven't heard anybody else put it quite this way, But I think for the moment, it's as you described. The Democrats are pretty much kaputsky as far as numerically being able to affect the results here in Washington. But the battle now between left and right, between constitutional republic and ever-growing cancerous big government, is within the Republican Party. And these battles are increasingly going to be important in Republican primaries. And at the moment, and of course we see that the Republican establishment is supporting Senator Luther Strange, who was appointed by a disgraced governor in Alabama, and there are two really pretty constitutional guys running against him, and the McConnell leadership in the Senate is just absolutely intent on getting Mr. Strange in, who's not, you know, he's certainly not the worst thing that could have ever happened to the U.S. Senate. But he's subservient to Mitch McConnell, and that's a problem because that's the way things keep going on autopilot over the cliff.
You're absolutely correct, and Mo Brooks would obviously be the number one choice in my book, a fantastic congressman member, a very good conservative, someone that would shake things up. But you're right. I mean, look, as I've said before, you know, I don't blame the transformationalist President Barack Obama and the Democrats for ruining the country. They were going to do what they were going to do. I blame the Republicans for not fighting back against the executive branch and creating the atmosphere in which we see this constitutional crisis that we're working through right now. There's no question about it. I mean, look what they're allowing to happen with this Russian witch hunt, for instance.
Yes.
I mean, they're allowing Mueller to expand this investigation even further. Now we hear that he's flipping people, that they're doing everything they can, and the Republicans just don't care. As I said before, I think that they don't want to lead, and they would rather be more comfortable in the minority without the responsibility of governing, still as members of Congress, and leaving it to the Democrats to come back in power in 2018. This is their game plan. They hate President Trump that much that this is how they are thinking. And it's clear to see that they're thinking this way from their actions, or shall we say, inactions in Washington.
Maybe we could make an analogy. I haven't thought of it much, so I'm not sure it works all that well, but it's kind of like two teams playing football, one of them convinced that this is a game of a tag or what you call it, flag football, where you pull the flag out of the guy's pocket, and the other team is saying, no, baby, this is contact, this is tackle, this is put you on your back, and so one team is out there really looking for a rumble, and the other says, can't we all just get along?
Yeah, and you would think it would be the Democrats would be the can't we all just get along, but it's not. It's reversed now. Now you have a situation where the Republicans are trying to be above the fray. You know, it's very interesting that President Trump tweeted out a couple of days ago that we need to drop down to the 51-vote majority, and he said if the Democrats were in control of the Senate, they would be doing that right now. They would not be sitting at 60 votes. They'd be sitting at the 51 votes, which, by the way, Harry Reid and the Democrats are the ones that finagled and messed with the rules of the Senate. And now why are we sitting at 60-vote threshold when the Democrats, if they were back in power, they'd be at 51? There's no question about it. And yet we're trying to play above the fray. Just like you said, we're playing two-hand touch, and they're playing kill the man with the ball.
It's pretty distressing because we didn't send them to Washington to make nice with the successors of Harry Reid, with Chuck Schumer, who is really kind of hard to take with his grinding New York accent. And he is a knife fighter. He is not here to get along. He's here in Washington to win. And the Republicans just don't pay him a never mind. I don't even see anything coming out from Republicans about the incredible left-wing history of Chuck Schumer and pinning that on all the rest of the remaining Democrats in Congress. They're not making them defend a thing because, as you say, Josh, they don't want to fight. We need a new team that wants to fight and play tackle football. We're talking today to Josh Bernstein, AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Now, before we get back to my discussion today with Josh Bernstein and our lamenting of what the Republicans have been doing, I'd like to just put in an ad, personal ad for AMAC. I have been a member for some time and never had joined ARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, because I understood that even well before it became time for me to consider a senior citizen organization, the aforementioned was nothing more than an extension of the left wing of the Democrat Party. And I wasn't going to have anything about with that. I wasn't going to put my dues in for that. And so along comes AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, and they're the folks, for those of us that don't want to feed the hand that's biting us, they're the ones that we should be joining. AMAC.us is the web address, Josh, if I think I got that right.
Yes, and, that is correct. We are the conservative alternative to AARP. We're a seniors-based organization for folks 50 years of age or older. And, you know, we have all the same types of products and services that an AARP would offer. The only difference is, as you pointed out, that we are a conservative America First organization. So when you do do business with us, know that anything that we do is on behalf of seniors, more control, more power, more freedom for seniors in their healthcare choices and decisions. So yes, folks, you can visit amac.us, www.amac.us, or feel free to call toll free 1-888-262-2006. Again, 888-262-2006. Tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, on the Larry Pratt Show, and we'll even give you a free membership. That's right, folks, absolutely free membership. Even if you have AARP and you want to try something different, free membership, just mention my name and Larry Pratt, and we'll give you a free membership, AMAC.us.
Well, I'm really glad you guys are in operation. It's just so good that we don't have to complain about what AARP is doing. We can actually do something positive, do something to help a group that is trying to help really all Americans by reducing the burden of government. And that is something that people of all ages should be interested in. So I salute the founders and those of you who are operating AMAC now, because it definitely has not disappointed me since I became a member. And let's just say that I'm over 50, as your requirements indicate. That made me eligible to join. And so my eligibility will not be questioned, I don't think, when people look at the gray hair I carry. Anyway, wanted to return to, in fact, some of the related issues of AARP had been in the forefront of pushing Obamacare, or what I think might be more accurately described as zero care.
It's I call it embalming care.
Yeah, I'm afraid that could be one of the, I was going to say unintended results, but I'm not even sure that's necessarily true. It seems that they're not too... The liberals are not real happy about anybody sticking around who understands their game and has seen liberalism close up and personal, and from personal experiences decided that's not good for me or anybody else. That's what the, as you were saying, Josh, in the last segment, that's what the last election was supposed to have been all about. Apparently a memo that got lost somewhere after November 6th last year. One of the things that was, correct me if I'm wrong, I think every single Republican running, win or lose, maybe there were some really terribly liberal exceptions that I'm not aware of, but I think all of the Republicans that are now in Congress were committed to getting rid of Obamacare, zero care. And when the opportunity came up, people like John McCain, who I have disliked for a long, long time, reminded me why I don't like him at all. His idea of a maverick Republican is nothing more than a liberal Democrat. And, man, did he vote to stick it to us.
He did. And, you know, going back to what I said earlier about the fact that they don't want to lead, it goes to show you that when they weren't in power and we had a Democrat president in Barack Obama, what did they do? They ranted and raved about Obamacare. They passed 40-something plus resolutions that were non-binding, that had no teeth. And they said, look, if you put us back in power, if you give us the presidency and you let us hold the House and the Senate, this conservative legislation from 2015. This is the type of legislation that we will pass to repeal Obamacare. So please put us back in power, and this is what you'll get. Well, we did. We put you back in power. Now what's your excuse? You end up pulling Obamacare light. I called the first version out of the House. I called it the Diet Atkins Thousand Islands Dressings version of Obamacare light. That's what I called the first one. The second one that came out of the House was actually much better. According to the Club for Growth, it actually saved $662.7 billion in taxes and revenues and riders and provisions and things like that. That was about as good as it was going to get, and that was the one that passed the House with only four extra Republicans. 20 Republicans voted against it. When it went from the House to the Senate, Mitch McConnell, or as I call him, the Kentucky Fried Chicken Mitch McConnell, he should have been smart enough and had the political acumen to realize it wasn't going to get much better than that. That bill, the second bill that came out of the House, would have probably been 70 to 75% of what we're going to get. They should have passed that bill in its entirety without changing one syllable, one word, one vowel, one consonant. And we'd be sitting in a much different position right now with a
For the benefit of those who are not in Washington as we are, had that been done, had the House version been agreed to without exception by the Senate, it would have been at the president's desk that afternoon for him to sign. Once they start diddling around and changing even a comma, can't go to the president's desk until a conference committee meets to thrash out the differences. And things can get worse in conference committees. There's no guarantee they're going to get better. Usually they get worse.
No question about it. And Lamar Alexander is the one that said, well, we like the House bill, but we're not going to take the House bill. We're going to rewrite our own bill. We're going to start from scratch. Really? You're going to start from scratch? Yeah, and I said after that, I predicted, okay, fine, you guys start from scratch, and I guarantee you that even if it does squeak out of committee, and even if it gets 50-51 votes with the Pence tiebreaker or something like that, it's dead on arrival in the House. And what did you do? You blew more of an opportunity. You looked even more silly and stupid for an extra couple more months, just putting more doubt into the voters for 2018. They just don't get it.
And, Josh, the three Republicans that kind of slit our throat, all had been in the Senate. All had been part of the, trust us, we're going to vote to repeal if you just give us the whole enchilada here in Washington. They were the three of them, all incumbents before this term. All of them broke their word. Starting with John McCain, I'd like to return to John McCain in just a moment. We're coming up on a break, folks. This is Josh Bernstein of AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, .amac.us on the web.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Josh Bernstein. He's with AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us, and it's the organization that I would recommend to anybody looking for representation as a senior citizen, or for that matter, just wanting to see seniors get a better shake, because we all hope to be senior citizens one of these days, and it isn't going to be accomplished by the Association, American Association of Retired Persons. They have, for a long time, been a tool, an instrumentality of the liberal hard left Democrat establishment. And so here we have a vote where all the Republicans had been pledged in their campaign, just give us a chance, just give us the whole deck of cards here in Washington and we will get rid of Obamacare. And John McCain ran ads to that effect, and I've seen those ads because his betrayal became national news. And the amazing thing is, it's so much more difficult to lie these days, because you put something out, it gets on the internet, and it just doesn't go away. It's not like the mid-19th century where you take a train to one city and you tell them a pack of lies there, move on to the next city, and you can change whatever you want or do a 180. And by the time, if ever, the truth catches up, you're in office, the election's over. But not so today, and maybe John McCain's still thinking that he's in the 20th century, where that was sort of kind of the case, where it took truth a while, and as Churchill had said, by the time a lie gets around the world, halfway around the world, truth is still putting on its pants. Well, you know, truth has a way of getting on the internet, and then it won't go away. And John McCain, we know from the ads we saw you run in Arizona, buddy, You're a liar. You're a despicable, deplorable liar. Wow, what a champ.
There's no question about it. Look, here's a person who went to the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona, with the best health care treatment, you know, money can buy, or Congress's money can buy, let's say.
Our money.
Gets the best treatment in the world. He comes back looking like, you know, I don't know, he just went 10 rounds with exercise equipment or Harry Reid. And then he comes out and he says, let's talk about bipartisanship. We all need to be on the same page. You know, all the different people that have talked about in the past, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, John McCain, they all talked about how they need to repeal Obamacare. It's a horrible bill and this and that. He comes back to the Senate, gives his speech and says, we need to be all together on the same page. We need to, you know, get rid of Obamacare. And what does he do? He turns around at the last minute, the deciding vote, I might add, the deciding vote, and votes against it. Why on earth did you come all the way back to Washington looking like you just had, a, you know, 10 rounds with exercise equipment, and then you vote to not even do the skinny repeal? Not that the skinny repeal was the be-all, end-all answer. Of course
right.
It wasn't. But it got the ball rolling, and now we can't even get the ball rolling. The Senate Conservative Fund is targeting 7 Republican senators, and thank God they are.
Let me just reiterate, because I've mentioned this before on the show, but that's been a while, and I want to make sure that all the listeners are on the same page. Why is Gun Owners of America so concerned about Obamacare? Well, in addition to being individuals who have to deal with Obamacare, there's a special way that gun owners need to be concerned about Obamacare, and it derives from the whole issue of privacy. And we saw how our privacy can be monumentally abused. Just remember the name Lois Lerner, IRS commissioner, violated people's and organizations' privacy up one side and down the other. So did the NSA, the National Security Administration. Or agency, they were totally oblivious to any boundaries of personal privacy. They just thought government was there to do whatever they wanted it to do, and any notion of protection of individual American privacy as guaranteed by our Constitution, there couldn't have been anything further from their mind. Well, we warned that gun owners would be victimized by databases built up on the basis of medical diagnoses, and that they would then be viewed as people unqualified to own a firearm, and they would have their data transferred to the Justice Department, to the FBI's National Crime Information Center. And when an instant background check is run, that person's name then pops up, and, you're medically disqualified from owning guns. Cough them up, bud. And we've actually had one of our members call us not long after this was all getting started, and we had been warning it could happen. It did. And he literally got a knock on the door, and his guns were collected because every gun that he had bought from a dealer, they knew about, and he had to cough them up. That's where we are with Obamacare. And if people think their privacy is important and that somehow the provisions of law that penalize government agents for violating their privacy will actually be utilized, please, please. I think we're beyond that stage of innocence now in American political life. We know that if government has a chance to do wrong, it will.
Of course, of course. You're absolutely correct, Larry, in what you just said. And actually, I'll add to that. The fact is that there are provisions in Obamacare that allow the doctors to ask personal questions about gun safety and gun ownership.
Yes.
And if you tell your doctor, maybe you're having a bad day, maybe you had a fight with your wife or your girlfriend, and maybe you tell your doctor, you know, I've been feeling a little bit depressed today. And all of a sudden, your doctor says, oh, really? Do you have guns in the house? And you say, yes. Guess what? He's going to document that now in Obamacare. And the next thing you know is you could get a brown shirt at your door saying, excuse me, but I hear that you're depressed and you have guns. We're here to collect. First is registration. Second is confiscation. And third is extermination. All you have to do is look at history to see that.
You know, this scenario worked itself out again very recently in New York State under their SAFE Act. A veteran of some 70 years was deemed to be mentally incompetent, and they came and collected his guns. The guy was breaking no laws, but it was in the judgment of the bureaucrats that, well, he was older and he'd seen a shrink, and therefore get him. And they did. And it turned out, oh my goodness, it was somebody else. They mixed up two guys with very similar names. And so they, oops, our bad. And after 2 years and a fair amount of legal expenses, he got his guns back. That's not the way America is supposed to operate. I can't imagine George Washington and company freezing their tootsies off at Valley Forge. And that's kind of what was happening to many of the men. Many of the men had to march barefoot in the snow. And I'm sure in visions of sugar plums and bureaucrats grabbing guns from 70-year-old guys was something that really drove them into battle against the Hessians.
You got that right. Look, the bottom line is it needs to go away. They need to get a backbone. They need to get a spine. They've done a lot. President Trump is not the problem for the folks that are listening to this. President Trump is not the issue. It is the House and the Senate Republicans that are the issue. The president should not be blamed for the stalled agenda. He only has so much power through executive action and things like that. So congressional review acts and things like that. So there's only so much that he can do, and he's done a lot. That's the thing. The media will never report on it. The fake news will never tell you all the wonderful things that the president has been able to do. I mean, even when they were stalling his cabinet, he was still working. He wasn't waiting for his cabinet to come in. He was still working from day one.
There were many executive orders he could undo with executive orders. Talking with Josh Bernstein, AMAC.us, American Association of Mature American Citizens. And we're going to continue talking about some of the problems we're facing with basically Obama's government that hasn't been put out of...
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a lit underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
One of the things that greatly concerned us, Josh Bernstein of AMAC, AMAC.us, Association of Mature American Citizens, during the election was that we had seen some tragic consequences of illegal immigration being encouraged by the Obama administration. And actually, it wasn't just Obama's bad. George Bush had a little bit more soothing a manner, had a charming, at least I think, Texas drawl, but he was awful on the idea of controlling our border, not shutting it down, controlling our border, controlling immigration. And there was this guy who had been deported 4 to 5 times before he did something really ugly. A young woman was walking with her dad, a very pretty young woman, was walking with her dad on a wharf in San Francisco, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this is just people here, they're enjoying the evening, boom, she's got a bullet in the back, and she's dead within a minute or two. Last words, I think, were, "Dad, help me." Well, of course, her dad couldn't really do anything because this illegal immigrant who'd been repeatedly deported, a bad dude, these were not parking violations that had led to his deportation. He should have been, I guess, really locked up just to protect the rest of the population. Once it was clear he wasn't going to stay out, our government refused to control this mad dog, and he was allowed to shoot a woman in the back, and she died in her father's arms. That's the face of illegal immigration. I think Kate Steinle should be the face of illegal immigration.
I agree with you 100%. And the fact that it is stalling right now in the Senate goes to show you that we have these rhino establishment globalist open border Republicans. I've named them before: John McCain, Jeff Flake, even Marco Rubio for that matter, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman. These are the folks that need to go away. These are the folks that are impeding President Trump's agenda. I hope that it does pass. I hope that there is some sensible Democrats that will cross over. You know, maybe we'll get a Heidi Heitkamp and a Manchin and a couple others that'll come over, the Donnellys. They'll come over and they'll realize that it's really about public safety. It's not about a political win or a political loss at this point. It's about the loss of life. And Kate Steinle is just one example of many. I mean, we just had someone that was deported, what, 19, 20 times in Oregon that raped two women?
Sounds like they drop somebody like that on a trampoline so he can bounce right back in.
It's like they put a trampoline on the other side of the border, and he hits the trampoline, he comes right back. That's why we need the border wall. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about the fact that that'll ever get built. And I look at it from the 2006 Secure Fence Act, which basically supplied the appropriated funds and money to build the rest of the wall, and it never happened. Why? Because the Democrats took over Congress, and they said, wait a minute, we're not going to appropriate funds to build the rest of that wall. Forget about it. So I think President Trump needs to do an executive order and say that this is the money that's going to be used to build the wall. It cannot be used for any other purpose other than the construction and the facilitation of the border wall.
And I worry, frankly, in September,
if it's even going to happen.
Obama had taught American presidents a new trick. He took money, arguably, maybe a little bit not legally, from the profits of Freddie Mae, Freddie Mac, these insurance corporations the federal government runs for mortgages and whatnot, and he was using that for his own political purposes. It would seem to me that nobody complained, and certainly none of the Democrats, none of the Republicans that I'm aware of, complained of him doing that at the time. There's another pocket of money, in addition to those, as you point out, have already been appropriated and designated for the purpose of a border wall and then never spent. Well, there's another source of funds in case they don't have enough to run that wall from somewhere east of San Diego where it is now across the rest of our southern border where it's needed. This is just an incredible dereliction of their oath of office because we are under an invasion and the various states are having their Republican form of government threatened by illegal aliens who not only can be dangerous, asked State Kate Steinle's father, but they can end up voting, which is pretty evident what happened in California and why California has become a terribly liberal Democrat state.
No question about it. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that President Trump has done that I really agree with is that he has appointed Chris Kobach, the former Secretary of State of Kansas, to head the Voter Fraud Investigation Committee, looking into it. But let's hope that they get some of these laws and provisions in before the 2018 election. I will say this, Larry. If they don't come up with at least one out of the three big legislative victories, either repeal and replace of Obamacare, building and constructing the wall, or tax cuts, you can kiss 2018 goodbye. I don't care if we went 10-0, never mind 4-0. I don't care if we went 10-0 in special elections. That doesn't mean anything because the American people will blame the Republicans for their inaction. And if that happens, God forbid, and the Democrats take over one or both chambers in Washington, you can assure the president will more than likely be impeached, whether it's even, you know, something that is, you know, legal or not. It doesn't matter. They'll plant evidence. They'll do whatever they want. And the worst part about it is they'll have maybe as many as seven Republicans in the Senate to vote along with the Democrats. That's how much they hate President Trump.
They were convinced by their polling that they were going to win. And I think it's worth pointing out that polling is not an exact science. Polling isn't like a cash register where you enter the prices of the items and, assuming the cash register is working properly, it comes up with the correct total. It figures the tax and everything's done in 2-3 seconds. Well, polling has to ask the question, who's going to vote? Well, the people that end up voting themselves may not know that they're going to vote at the time that the poll is conducted. They may change their mind. They may make up their mind after the poll is conducted. So the polls are highly unreliable. The Democrats were engaged in willful deception of themselves as well as the rest of the population, because I think they were probably knowingly weighting their polls with voter populations that in fact did not turn out to vote, because they were really gagging at what was being done to them. Think blue-collar Democrats, so-called Reagan Democrats, in states that went surprisingly, to the Democrats anyway, surprisingly for the Republicans, Wisconsin, Ohio, etc., Pennsylvania, decided the election. They have not reconciled themselves to the fact that they lost, because they convinced themselves with their own polling.
The only poll that matters is crowd size. And when Hillary Clinton, you know, cannot get enough people into a phone booth giving out free Obama phones, you know that she's going to have a problem. When he's selling out arenas on a Tuesday afternoon in Alabama of 40 to 45,000 screaming Americans. One thing I'll say about President Trump, in my lifetime, he is the absolute best politician I've ever seen on a stump speech, giving a speech to a crowd. He is engaging to the point where they would call him a political novice. His rallies were absolutely incredible. That's going to be his secret weapon, I believe, regardless of what happens for 2020, because he's going to be really hard to beat with 40, 50,000 screaming Americans at every single one of his rallies. But I will say this, the Democrats, look out for Kamala Harris. That is their next Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. She's the senator from California. A lot of things that I'm hearing is that that's who they're gearing up for.
You know, apropos of the points you made, I want to circle back to that whole crowd size issue. Think about Sarah Palin. She was apparently McCain was told, yeah, she's a maverick. And he thought, oh, like me. Well, she wasn't a maverick like him. She actually had principles of small government that she adhered to. And she was successful in getting some corrupt Republicans as well as Democrats actually put in jail. She had those kinds of crowd sizes. And John McCain, think establishment Republicans, got rid of them and lost the election. Josh Bernstein, American Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us. Thanks for the work you all are doing. Thanks for defending all of us as we head into our golden years.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.